Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Our newsroom here at CAP Radio has expanded. We've added two new journalists in recent weeks to cover state politics. Megan Myskowski and Laura Fitzgerald will be bringing you coverage of the state capitol. They'll track everything from new bills that impact everyday Californians to the actions of Governor Gavin Newsom and the many voter initiatives on the November ballot. And when I'm not right here filling in as Insight host, I'll be working closely with Megan and Laura as CAP Radio's new politics editor. Both Megan and Laura are here in studio today to introduce themselves. Welcome to Insight and to CAP Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Megan, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background in journalism.
So I went to grad school for journalism at CUNY in New York. And since then, I've been to a few different Western stations. Most recently, I was in New Mexico, where I was a public health reporter. On that beat, I covered homelessness, reproductive care, addiction care, and criminal justice as it relates to health and public health. And I also reported on legislation that related to public health.
So a lot of topics that will carry over right here in Sacramento with state government coverage.
Yeah.
Laura, our listeners might be familiar with your voice from last year. Tell us about your past work with CAP Radio and your journalism background.
Absolutely. So I just graduated from J School at UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism. And part of that program, I got to do a fellowship here at CAP Radio last summer, where I was a political reporting fellow and covered the state legislature. So I'm excited to be back doing that work. But before that, before I dove into journalism, I was actually a staffer in California State Assembly. And so I decided to pursue journalism so I could tell stories about how government is and maybe isn't serving Californians, and also getting the opportunity to continue focusing on public policy in California.
I think we're looking forward to leaning on some of that background that you have over at the Capitol, because yeah, it is difficult to sort of explain even what's going on a day-to-day basis. I mean, the terminology, the procedures, they can be really confusing over there.
Sometimes insider baseball, for sure.
They can. Megan, back to you. What are some of the highlights of your past reporting? What's a story that you've really enjoyed telling?
So encampment clearing isn't just a big deal here. It's also a big deal in a lot of other parts of the country, like New Mexico, where I was last working. I did a lot of reporting on encampment clearing in Albuquerque and how the city dealt with that. I also did reporting on how the city handles healthcare for people who are unhoused. And a big topic when I was wrapping up my job in New Mexico was a public health order that the governor signed that was meant to deal with gun violence and illegal drugs. So at our station, we saw that as an opportunity for some accountability reporting, looking into, you know, would that work? What was the evidence that was based on? And that also brought me to reporting on young people who are dealing with addiction as well as gun safety policy.
Again, all topics that lawmakers are wrestling with and Californians. I'll be particularly interested in your reporting on encampments, having covered homelessness here at CAP Radio. And of course, California, at least some cities and counties are now taking a more aggressive push at clearing encampments. So we'll definitely have you covering that topic. Laura, same question for you. What are some of the highlights of your past reporting?
Yeah, well, I'll choose to highlight one that I got to do for CAP Radio last summer. As the political reporting fellow, I reported on a legislative effort that would allow Capitol staffers to unionize. It was called AB1. And the bill passed, and negotiations for staffers will begin very soon. This is the first time they'll be represented by a union. The bill had been tried maybe 7 times before. This bill finally passed last year, so it was a long time coming. And it really changed the work dynamic at the state capitol, and last summer was a really big moment for organized labor. And it was really cool and interesting to see that play out here in Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't think people always realize all of the staffers, all the work that goes into the legislative process. They hear from the elected officials, but there are so many hundreds of people behind the scenes doing that work. I'm glad you have that experience covering that topic. Well, thank you both for sharing a little bit about your past reporting. As I look forward to this new role as politics editor at Cap Radio, my goal is for our team to, of course, hold state and local leaders accountable for their actions, but also to explain how and why decisions are made at state capitol and city hall. And importantly, I'll be interested in hearing the voices of people directly affected by those decisions, whether it's families across the state, businesses, students, underrepresented groups, people who are unhoused, we just spoke about encampments, and not just elected officials. Megan, can you tell our audience some thoughts on how you plan to approach your role on our politics team?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of what you just said really resonates with me and is in line with how I see this job. I would add that it's really important to me to, you know, make sure we're covering what's in the Capitol as well as outside of it. I think it's really important that we go talk to people who these bills and measures are going to affect and bring our listeners stories about them with really good sound.
Right. And, you know, it sort of reminds me, our stories, of course, they're here locally in the Sacramento region on Cap Radio, but they're also sent out across California to communities that are hundreds of miles away from the Capitol that know perhaps even they're less connected to state politics and the way it works. So I think, again, Laura, leaning on some of your past experience working at the Capitol, Megan, your experience covering state politics in New Mexico. Same question for you, Laura. What kind of approach do you want to take as you dive into this new role as a state politics reporter?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that reporting and, you know, providing Cap Radio's audience and the Sacramento listeners a view into what's happening inside the Capitol is really a critical part of our role as this new politics team. But that being said, you know, to build on what Megan said, I really am also interested in telling stories about how public policies are impacting certain communities and whether these policies or this legislation is working as intended. And having worked in the Capitol, you know, I know that public discourse in the media, it's often the catalyst for a lot of bills that are introduced. And, you know, legislators read, or in our case, listen to the news as well. And I watched this happen as a staffer. And so I think being able to report back on what's really happening on the ground post-implementation for bills is really an important part of our job.
We've just got a couple of minutes left. So I want to ask each of you maybe two or three things you're watching already over at the Capitol. As we know, a lot of bills are coming through, and there's some really important topics. Megan, how about you? What are you watching right now?
So there are a lot of bills coming through the legislature related to retail theft and crime, and I'm really interested to see where those go. I want to see, you know, several of them were introduced as alternatives to Prop 36. You know, Prop 36 is a measure that would be tough on retail crime by increasing penalties and rolling back Prop 47. Which brought down those penalties. And I want to see, you know, if that, like how that plays out with some of these bills that are still in play now that that's on the ballot. I also want to see how the conversation around crime has changed since 4 years ago when there was a lot of talk of big reforms.
It has been a big change since 4 years ago. Same thing in about 30 or so seconds that we have left. Laura, what are you watching over at the Capitol?
Yeah, I think the thing that stands apart for me this year specifically is that there's been an influx of bills relating to AI in California, where, you know, a lot of these companies, you know, with this type of innovation, I think that's really important. And many of them will change California's labor landscape. There's a bill by Berkeley Assemblymember Wicks who would require AI-generated content to be watermarked. There's also other bills protecting jobs in the trucking industry or even state agency call centers. So that's something I'll be watching closely this session.
AI and job protection is going to be such a critical topic. Thank you for covering that. Thank you, Megan and Laura, for introducing yourselves here on Insight today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Megan Myskowski and Laura Fitzgerald are Cap Radio's new state politics reporters. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.